From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. As a pair of cold fronts moves through from the northwest, a real battle of the seasons has developed across our region this afternoon, with temperatures steadier falling and rain showers at once involving the risk of thunder in the south while sometimes mixing with snow showers across the north. No severe storms are expected in the south, and with precipitation across the north coming to an end quickly this afternoon, it looks like the only effects from snow will be some flakes in the air. On a regional basis, today's temperature forecast is quite complex. Over the mountain summits, temperatures will be falling, but in the valleys, temperatures will be falling in some areas while potentially rising a couple of degrees in others. The most likely place to see a slight rebound in temperatures will be the St. Lawrence Valley, where the cold air arrived earliest and where the precipitation has since ended and some clearing has commenced behind it. In a general sense, look for valley temperatures falling into the 40s to around 50 in the south, steadier falling in the mid-30s to around 40 north. As it presses in quickly from our northwest, the colder air is at the forefront of large high pressure centered over northern Ontario and the Great Lakes. Extremely dry air related to this will bring precipitation to a close from northwest to southeast this afternoon, with dry conditions expected across the region by this evening. Mainly clear skies overnight will combine with low humidity and slackening winds, causing temperatures to fall into the 20s, possibly even into the teens in the colder hollows. Thursday night will be quite similar, so gardeners take heed. Tomorrow, high pressure will start to build in more fully, but a chilly northwest breeze will be with us as the leading edge of the high interacts with the fringe effects of low pressure centered over the mouth of the St. Lawrence River. Tomorrow will otherwise feature mostly sunny skies and temperatures will remain considerably below average, the relative humidity again being very low, raising concerns again about outdoor burning, with these concerns carrying at least through the day on Friday. Friday should otherwise feature delightful weather with highs back into the 50s and 60s. High pressure will then drift off to our east, and a southerly breeze developing along its western flank will help to bring even warmer temperatures in over the weekend. Saturday looks dry, apart from the slight chance of a shower in the St. Lawrence Valley. After that, a warm front will both keep things mild, but will also bring the chance of showers from Saturday night through Sunday. We might then see some full-on summer-like temperatures by Monday. In the short-term forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly to partly cloudy, precipitation ending in the St. Lawrence Valley, otherwise scattered rain showers changing to snow in the northern mountains and possibly mixing with snow elsewhere north and in the southern greens while diminishing, a rumble of thunder possible south, valley temperatures falling into the 40s to around 50 in the south, steadier falling in the mid-30s to around 40 north, southwest winds becoming northwest and gusting to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mainly clear or becoming so, gradually so northeast, lows from the upper teens to mid-20s, mid to upper 20s near Lake Champlain, northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour gusting to 30 early. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs from the mid-40s to around 50 north and low to mid-50s in the south, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour gusting to 20. For Thursday night, mainly clear skies, again cold, with lows from the mid-20s to around 30 degrees, some lower 20s northeast, winds from the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour early, then becoming light and variable later on Thursday night. And for the day on Friday, mostly sunny and quite pleasant, highs from the mid-50s to around 60 north and low to mid-60s in the south, west to northwest winds 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.